hold your breath for just a second. That's how long it took to change the life of Sergeant Michael Bouyas.
It was 350 pounds of rocket fuel is what they say.
It was a roadside bomb.
It was huge. A striker vehicle is a 19-ton vehicle, and it lifted the vehicle, they said, about 15 feet in the air.
The force threw the Fort Lewis soldier. His 19-year-old driver heard him moaning.
And I had told him that I think I broke my legs. Then he came up closer and saw my left leg was just looked like spaghetti.
He took off Bouyas's belt and made a tourniquet.
By the time he tourniqueted that one, he noticed the right leg was messed up. It was bone just sticking out, crossed each other like cross rifles.
Another soldier began wrapping his head.
I wasn't really feeling the pain at that time. It was what they tell me.
He can't remember what happened, but his friends fill in the blanks.
They said I was coherent, and Sergeant Davis actually said that I kept asking him for morphine. He was like, man, I wish I could give you some.
9 days after the accident, Sergeant Bouyas woke up in a hospital.
And there was like 3 days before I knew I didn't have legs.
His legs could not be saved, but his spirit is no casualty here.
I'm very fortunate.
Why Michael Bouyas says that next on our series, The Long Road Home. Heather Bosch, News Radio 710, Cairo Close Up.